Welcome once again to a very special drive time this evening. I'm Greg Frizzell, the general manager and owner of the Mount Washington Radio Group, 93.5 WMWV FM, Magic 104.5 and 98.1 FM, and Easy 95.3 FM. I'm here with Gino Devaney. How are we doing, Gino?
Excellent. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday. I'd like to thank our sponsors of Drive Time and the law offices of Cooper, Cargill, Chant, Leone, McDonald, and Roberts, Certified Public Accountants, and Settlers Green. And now at this time, I would like to bring our very special guest in tonight. We have Dick Delaney from Delaney's Hole in the Wall Restaurant in North Conway, and he's also here today to represent the Valley Originals Organization. Welcome, Dick.
Thank you very much, Greg. Good to be here.
Great to have you on. So just to get started, can you explain what Valley Originals is for people who may not know?
Sure. We're a group of 25 restaurants, locally owned and operated restaurants, in the Valley that have banded together to support Mount Washington Valley and support independent restaurants, obviously. We have a group marketing program, which is really effective. We have meetings quite often to share ideas and support each other. And our main goal is just to give back to the community that supports us.
And now, how long has Valley Originals been going now?
Jeez, I think 2008, so.
Yep, that sounds about right.
Something like that.
And now, over the years, obviously, one of the focuses has been to give back to the community.
Yeah, big time. Yeah, I mean, we have so many causes, obviously, in the Valley, as you guys are well aware. And over the past 5 years alone, we've given back almost $1.5 million to the community. And obviously, this year is going to be a challenge. We're really committed to try to still make that impact to all of the organizations that we have supported in the past. And hopefully, we can get up and running here after this challenging time and get rolling and start serving the community and be able to provide some support.
Yeah, there's no question restaurants have been hit very hard by this situation, obviously having to shut down. But some restaurants are doing takeout. Now, you have 25 restaurants in Valley Originals. How many of them actually stayed open to do takeout?
12. Almost half of us have stayed open, which I didn't realize that. I went online and kind of looked it up this morning. I knew we had quite a few, but I didn't realize it was 12. And pretty impressive in, with what's going on.
And how do you think it's gone for them, the ones that have stayed open for takeout? Have you heard anything?
Yeah. You know, I think mixed bag. And it's funny, you know, the biggest day part in the restaurant industry has always been lunch, and because of what's gone on with this pandemic, that has flipped in just in this short period of time. So now the biggest day part is dinner. Mm-hmm. Obviously, the cities are shut down; everyone's working from home, and lunch has kind of taken a back seat. So that's what kind of we found up here too: is people that are doing lunch aren't as not as successful as that dinner, you know, 4 to 8 segment.
Mm-hmm.
But you know, for the most part, I've heard very positive things. Certainly, they're all talking about how appreciative the community is that they've stayed open. They're tipping extremely well, and you know, and I think it's here to stay for quite a while. So those of us that aren't open, like myself, are obviously looking to get back in the game and get our heads around this takeout. Even though the governor came on today and starting May 11th, our industry is going to be able to do outside dining as well as the takeout. So those of us that do have outside dining areas are ahead of the game. Hopefully, from what the governor said, the towns, they've been, you know, communicating with the towns that hopefully the towns will loosen up their restrictions and the Liquor Commission will dovetail in with that and allow those of us that don't have outside dining to add some, you know, that will help all of us with the social distancing. And I think, you know, we all think customers would be more comfortable being out in the open air.
Sure.
Yep. Although Black Friday season is on the way.
That's true.
I don't know what's going to happen.
Yeah. And, Governor Sununu, had his press conference at 3 o'clock today and extended his stay-at-home order until May 31st, but he's brought up a lot of categories of businesses that he's going to start to allow opening during that time in the month of May, and the restaurant industry was one of those, in saying, yes, basically just outdoor dining for now. So that is going to be a challenge, like you said, for restaurants that don't have outside dining. But it'd be nice to see everybody be able to get some kind of thing going and get back open. And in reference to that, I mean, obviously when this all came down that the restaurants needed to close, basically, that was very fast. How hard was it to deal with that?
Well, it was extremely hard. Unfortunately, the timing, the way it worked out, we had to close on March 17th. St. Paddy's Day, and weren't told that until March 16th, 5 o'clock in the afternoon.
Wow.
So most of all of us had, the 16th was a Monday, and so that's a delivery day. So we were all stocked up, and us personally had 400 pounds of corned beef and cabbage, and couldn't, and nowhere, no outlet for it. We stayed open on the 17th just to try to sell some of the corned beef and cabbage, and we actually offered our whole menu, and it went fairly well, but we were stuck with a lot of inventory and wound up giving most of it to 68 Hours of Hunger and then our employees to just help them out because it hit us all so quickly. But it was quite a challenge, Greg. There's no doubt about it.
And I know that a lot of other Valley Regional restaurants had the similar situation and did a lot of creative things with the food that they had left as well.
Same thing. Yep. I mean, we're all, it seems like this community, I mean, it's such a wonderful place to live, but everyone turns, tragedy into triumph. I mean, and you feel good about what you're doing. And so, most of our members took their supplies and their stocks and donated it to worthy causes and food banks and things like that. Just amazing.
Yeah, well, there was a lot heard about that.
And
now moving forward, obviously starting with outdoor dining and then, still up in the air about indoor dining, I'm sure that as we move through the next few weeks, we might start hearing something about that. How hard is it going to be for restaurants like yourself and other Valley Regional restaurants to open back up, and how do you see that working?
Yeah, it is going to be a challenge just because there's so many unknowns. A big factor is what the government has done for our employees. Been quite generous in the unemployment situation with that extra $600 payment, which runs through the end of July. So our employees are being taken care of, and they're making quite a bit of money, and more than some of them make, on their regular pay. So the challenge is going to be getting our employees back to work, and I get it. I really don't blame them. Our goal, we're looking at opening, we're scheduled to open May 14th for just takeout only, and we've got guys coming back part-time so they can still get their unemployment benefits and then work a little bit. But going forward from there, we're going to have to get a little more creative to get everybody off of unemployment and back into the full-time restaurant business. But I do think that's going to take a while. That could get us well into July, if not August.